The construction of the mind. Where peace truly begins. One of the most profound statements ever made about peace appears in the Constitution of UNESCO. Since war begins in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defense of peace must be constructed. This observation is not theoretical. It reflects an undeniable reality of human life. Whether conflict erupts between two individuals on a street, between communities, or between nations, its true origin is always the human mind. It is in the mind that feelings of anger, hatred, and revenge are first born. When these inner states are allowed to grow unchecked, they eventually spill over into words and actions. What begins as an emotional disturbance can escalate into provocation, confrontation, and finally into violence. Thus, from petty quarrels to full-scale wars, every conflict follows the same path, from thought to action. Most negative thoughts arise as reactions to the behavior of others. Someone insults us, and anger takes hold. Someone humiliates us, and the desire for revenge awakens. Someone threatens our prestige, and we begin to justify hostility. These impulses do not suddenly appear in the external world. They are first shaped within the mind. When they are expressed outwardly, they cause destruction not only to others but also to the person who harbors them. If peace could be established at the level of thought, before emotions harden into decisions and actions, the world would become a far more livable place. This applies equally to individuals and to nations. The prevention of conflict does not lie primarily in weapons, laws, or treaties, but in the training of the human mind. The most effective way to prevent quarrels is to cultivate patience. Patience is not weakness, it is the highest form of strength. A patient person absorbs provocation without reacting impulsively. He refuses to let momentary emotions dictate lasting consequences. At the collective level, this same principle can prevent cycles of retaliation and long-standing enmities. Such mental discipline becomes possible only when negative thinking is replaced with positive thinking. This does not mean ignoring injustice, but resisting provocation and avoiding unnecessary entanglements. It requires calm, unemotional decision-making and the conscious choice to respond with restraint rather than reaction. Above all, it means learning to return goodwill in place of hostility. A reform at the level of the mind would lead to the most meaningful reconstruction of human affairs. When individuals learn to govern their thoughts, societies begin to heal. Peace, then, ceases to be a distant dream and becomes a practical reality, constructed quietly, patiently, and decisively within the human mind itself. If peace could be established at the level of thought, before emotions harden into decisions and actions, the world would become a far more livable place. This applies equally to individuals and to nations.